This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does Mike Pence, the former VP, have a shot at the presidency? He thinks so. He's filing the paperwork for 2024 to occupy 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Doesn't want to be the VP, wants to be the Prez. An F-16 flyby found a Cessna pilot slumped over before a plane crashed. It caused a sonic boom that really shook up a lot of people in the Washington, D.C. area. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks for hanging with us on this show. It was a mystery sound, and it was a crazy, crazy story. Experts say the flight data suggests the pilot of the private plane had simply fallen unconscious and was the cause, was probably the loss of pressurization, and the plane was flying on autopilot until it just ran out of fuel. But what was scary is it was over restricted airspace, and that's why the F-16s were called up. But they weren't called up right away. It seemed like it took perhaps too long of a time, well over an hour. This thing was on the loose. This plane was on the loose. And of course, it's very sad for the families and who went on this journey from Tennessee. You're never thinking that, right? You have an experienced pilot. You're not thinking anything's going to happen. And then the unthinkable happens. And on that plane were those people who were trapped, and the belief is that they suffered from the same thing and were unconscious and had absolutely no idea. They couldn't reach anyone inside the plane. Fighter jets were scrambling to intercept the plane. That's why you heard the sonic boom. It reverberated across the D.C. area because they pushed it so fast. Breaking the sound barrier will do that, and that's exactly what happened. And there weren't any survivors from this. There was a toddler on board, a woman who was highly sought after real estate agent, very well known in the New York area, Dina Azarian, and her daughter, Aria Azarian, who was less than 2 years old, and, you know, sad for that family. What a tragic end. And just a crazy thing that the pilot who was identified as this Jeff Hafner had an airline pilot rating that was so good it qualified him to fly Boeing 737 jets, among other aircraft. He had a top medical certificate, too, as recently as the tail end of last year. And it's just not what you would expect, you know, in this situation. So, of course, the National Transportation Safety Board will investigate. The jittered nerves of all the people who had no idea what was going on, thinking earthquake, some other thing, just hearing that boom, you can imagine what that was like. And then the questions about the F-16s and why it took, how long it took to get them up in the air. So Mike Pence is the other story I think that people are talking about today, or at least mentioning, because there certainly are a lot of candidates now. It's a crowded field, and there are more that are going to enter, including Chris Christie, the former governor of New Jersey. But if you look at Pence, I mean, he spent the past, whatever, 2+ years really being ripped apart on social media, being hammered, booed by Republican audiences. But he decided after this sort of time out that the American public is absolutely ready for him. He said he was going to take time to contemplate, to pray, to think on it, and he did, and he officially filed the paperwork to run for president, deciding he is going to run. He's going to jump into the field along with everybody else. And, of course, we know at this point in any of the polls, Donald Trump is still on top of the polls. Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, the closest to him. But now you've got Pence, who says he's the option that people are going to get to know. I mean, look, if I looked at the latest Real Clear Politics polling average, Trump has the support of 53% of Republican primary voters. That's a big lead over Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, averaging 22%. So now you think about what's left and what Pence will get. You've got Nikki Haley, who's in the gang that's running. You've got Tim Scott also. And I think there probably maybe are even a few more that might declare before it's all said and done. I remember this story well. Do you remember the FBI agent, the former FBI agent, Robert Philip Hansen? He spied for the Soviets and later Russian intelligence services from 1979 to 2001. He was finally caught by the FBI in Virginia and charged with selling secrets, U.S. secrets, to Russia. And had gotten $1.4 million in cash and diamonds, and one of the worst security breaches, period, in U.S. history. Very, very damaging. I mean, people were killed because of him. Some of our greatest assets in Russia were killed. So, and he had these great positions. I mean, he held key counterintelligence spots while he was assigned to New York and Washington, D.C. He had direct and legitimate access to incredible amounts of information about sensitive programs and operations, and he was turning them all over. Like 6,000 pages of valuable documents he turned over, 26 computer disks. Hansen told his handlers about a secret tunnel the United States built under the Soviet embassy in Washington for eavesdropping. I mean, you know, the list of what he compromised and what he did and all of that. And he was caught red-handed. I mean, he was caught taping a plastic paper bag filled with classified material to the underside of a footbridge in a park in a dead drop for his Russian handlers in 2001. And when he started to talk about why he did it, it wasn't about ideology, he said over and over again. It was about the money. Show me the money. He wanted the money. And, in fact, there was even a movie that was made about this story. It was so shocking. He was so trusted and was not suspected. But anyway, he... this was one of our most serious breaches ever. He died at the age of 79 in his cell at a federal prison in Florence, Colorado. They just went to for the normal morning calls, and he was unresponsive. So it's believed that he died by natural causes. Wow, what a story, what a breach, and never, ever, ever suspected, never suspected. All right, some thumbs up good news for Flint. Yes, I'm talking about Flint, Michigan. General Motors is going to invest $1 billion in two of its factories in Flint to build the next generation of automakers, the automakers' gasoline-burning heavy-duty trucks. They said they're going to do it at the Flint Assembly and Flint Metal Center. Not a lot of details are out there, but that's good news for people who need jobs, that's for sure. What's going on with Vegas? What are the odds that they would be crushing the Panthers the way they are? We're talking about that next.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at DrinkSuperTea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
On here, especially with Vegas, the Golden Knights are just ripping the Panthers. It's not even watchable, actually, except for if you're a Vegas fan. Woohoo! You know, this is an expansion team that went to the Stanley Cup Finals in their first year and almost won the Cup. I mean, they are on a mission and they're getting it done. With the NBA Finals, it's a little different. They split at one apiece and now it shifts to Miami. And that next game is coming up on the 7th. It tips at 8:30 Eastern. And it's not getting quite the ratings that I think the NBA officials would like to see, right? The NBA itself, the front office. But it is an interesting storyline with Denver desperately trying to get there, and then they get there. And Miami getting through Boston, it actually taking longer because it looked like they were going to sweep them out the door. All right, this to me was really interesting on the day before we get to Vegas. Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs were at the home of the president. They were doing that thing where they, you know, present the jersey to the press with Biden on the back. They won the Super Bowl, and the Chiefs missed the Super Bowl travel to the White House thing in 2020, and they made up for lost time now that they had this chance. So they were there celebrating their Super Bowl win over Philadelphia in February. They gave Biden a number 46 jersey, like I said, on the White House South Lawn. He chatted with the MVP, Pat Mahomes, the quarterback, and looked at the Lombardi Trophy on the stage. And you know, then you had Travis Kelce, who was trying to be the funny man, and he said he'd been waiting for this for a long time. And he grabbed the mic and started to talk, and then eventually was cut off. It was pretty pretty funny. And it's just like one of those traditional things, right, where no matter who's president, you're going to the White House, lift the jerseys and celebrate winning. And it was just kind of, you know, that deal. So while the Chiefs were doing that, the Vegas Knights were doing what's called a shoot-around. And the shoot-around is just practicing, getting ready for, really skate around, getting ready for their evening match against the Panthers, you know, on the ice. And it just has been all Vegas all the time. I mean, they, like I said, I think they're on a mission. 7-2 was the final score in this next one. I mean, everything that they're doing, just they are thwarting the Panthers, that they cannot get by the goaltender. They can't find the lines that connect where they can get through and get more shots on goal. It's been a nightmare for the Panthers, but it's two games. Listen, I mean, it's a seven-game series. Who says that they can't bounce back and make it more interesting, right? For fans of the Vegas Knights, it's interesting, but it's not for the people who are, let's just say, casual watchers of the great game of puck and stick. My neighbor is texting me. He's not a fan of either. He's a fan of the Bolts, but he likes hockey, and he said, I was hoping for a more interesting game. No team in, I think, the last four or five decades has been more dominant than the Vegas Golden Knights through these first two games anyway. They've outscored the Panthers by eight goals. Eight goals. It's going to take a really big route for the Panthers to come back in this series. It does ship to Florida for game three, though, on Thursday. That's a big deal, right? Because they'll be in their hometown. Florida's going to have to up its level of play. I mean, they're winning, like I said, taking the shots on goal. They're winning by way too many goals. And they are setting the tone again and again and again and again and again and again. And they're just unstoppable. The Knights are dominant. They take those early leads in this last game. They had a 2-0 lead in the first period on a couple of goals. It was Vegas's third game in a row with a power play goal. And that's one of their strengths. So you can't give up those penalties. And that's exactly what they've done. And they're managing the momentum is what it is. They're managing the momentum, I think, of the big moment. Thursday is a very big day for the Panthers. If they can turn it around, or they're going to try to start to turn around, that has to be then. If not, then they're in the whole 3-0. Forget about it. It is a tall task to make something different happen there. Other kind of odds and ends in the sports world that are worth mentioning, and there are a bunch of them, like Coco Gauff. I've been watching some of this, being a tennis fan and somebody who knocks the ball around the court once in a while. So at 19 and an American, she's facing Swiatek, Iga Swiatek, who is the defending French Open champ for the second consecutive year, but she's all the way through to the quarterfinals, and that's the good news. So her third straight Roland Garros quarterfinal, and if she can take Swiatek down, she would have a very good chance, I would think, the rest of the way. But she has performed well, and she's performed well in doubles with her doubles partner, who's number three in the world, Jess Pegula. So good for her. Then we have this story about NFL with their betting investigation. It seems almost ironic, doesn't it? Because of how much they're just pumping constantly the ways that you can bet on NFL games, but not if you're a player. So the Colts corner and kick returner Isaiah Rodgers apologized on Monday following reports that he was the subject of an NFL investigation into violating the betting policy. The league has a policy. And they, the Colts just said, yeah, we're aware of the investigation. We don't have any comments now. At this point, apparently he was betting on hundreds of games, supposedly, allegedly, with some of those bets being placed on the Colts. It's not clear if he was accused of betting on the Colts to win or lose. And a player reported it. So supposedly some other player reported this. And, you know, at 25, he's played three NFL seasons. He's had three career interceptions, 10 passes defended. He's returned 61 kicks for an average of 27 yards per return with one touchdown. And he got a spot in the Colts starting secondary last season after starting the season as a backup. And they, I would say they liked the possibilities of him. He was picked up in the sixth round, and he's entering the final year of a four-year rookie contract, so $5.3 million that would be. He'd be due $2.7 million next season. But he's believed to have placed bets through an account opened by an acquaintance. And remember, Indiana legalized sports betting in 2019. 100 bets were placed on the account, most of them in the 25 to 50 range. One bet, I guess, was in the low four figures. So this is serious stuff. Boy, he doesn't want to have that happening, because this is, yes, people betting on the game is one thing, but players betting on the game and betting on their own team is a no-no. And apparently he's a pretty decent guy, but that's something I don't think that they will, I don't think they'll tolerate that if something comes up that they can't really get away from. So we'll see. I mean, it's kind of all on the table now, depending on the investigation. Always a bummer when you invest a ton of do-re-mi, but that is the chances, and a player goes on the IL. Jacob DeGrom, his return for the AL West leading Texas Rangers, pushed back until at least late June. The two-time Cy Young Award winner in the National League transferred to the 60-day DL. He hasn't pitched since the end of April. He left because of injury concerns, and so it goes that this continues to roll for him. He was signed to a $185 million five-year contract in December, and unfortunately, it's been nothing but problems since then. It's just the luck of the draw when injuries crop up. All right, coming up next, a conversation with a very interesting Eddie Goldfarb, and his book and his product are pretty cool. Sopo Hatches. What is Sopo Hatches? He's going to tell you all about that creature coming up.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former Vice President Mike Pence officially filed paperwork today to run for president in 2024, joining a competitive field of Republican candidates seeking the nomination. Over the past few months, Pence has been actively visiting key early primary states. China's military is becoming increasingly aggressive in the Taiwan Strait and South China Sea, and that's not sitting well with the U.S.
We're going to continue to keep the lines open with the Chinese to make it clear how unacceptable those particular intercepts are.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said a Chinese warship came dangerously close to a U.S. Navy destroyer over the weekend. Apple stock soared to an all-time high today following the launch of its own mixed reality headset. The company unveiled updates and new products at its annual Worldwide Developers Conference. Throughout today's session, Apple's shares surged by 1.5% on Wall Street. Year to date, the stock has risen 39%. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight. Boy, I'm going to introduce you to such an interesting man, Eddie Goldfarb. He's written a book called Sopo Hatches. And wait till you hear really the background of this book and how it came about and all of that. And plus, just his background is so interesting. The many, many things that he's done, including we thank him for his service. We had a great conversation about what he did as far as flying is concerned. And boy, the Navy, just being a commissioned naval officer and what he was assigned to and what happened there. His life has been certainly one wild ride, I would say. Hey, Eddie, thanks for coming on.
Well, it's my pleasure to be here. Looking forward to the interview.
So let's talk about the book, and then I want to talk more about your background. But what inspired this book? It was really a product.
Well, let's start off first with I wish I never got the idea because it's taken over my life for the last 7 years. Whenever I move into a new home, I always hang one of those permanent personal care dispensers for your shampoo, conditioner, and body wash on the wall. And one day I was filling the dispenser with shampoo. I picked up the bottle and said, why can't the bottle, the package, actually be the dispenser? You could put some kind of adhesive on the back. You could attach it to the wall. It would come that way from the store or from Amazon or wherever you buy it. So I started experimenting, and I started with, like, milk cartons, believe it or not. Anyway, I made about 100 models until I finally got one that worked, and then we launched it, and we had very, very good success, but it was a pouch design. And then I liquidated 27,000 units, and I redesigned it to a flawlessly working model that we have today, and it's called SOPO, by the way. And SOPO is an acronym for Stick On Pull Off, so it's SOPO Dispenser Packaging. And it's interesting how the name came about real quickly. One of my investors thought I meant sofá, which I believe is fog in Spanish. And that's where I got the idea that our ambassador should be Little Sopo the Frog, which is a red-eyed tree frog. And she was hatched in the eastern Peru Amazon rainforest. So that's how it all came about.
Yeah, I love that the name Sopo is very cool, by the way. So tell us more about the book since we started to go down that road. Tell us more about the frog.
So I wrote the book basically to be a giveaway with the product. And the product is called Sopo the Frog, which is a 3-in-1 organic and natural shampoo, conditioner, and body wash for children. So I wrote the book to be a promotional item with the purchase of the product. But everybody who saw the manuscript said, Ed, this is not a giveaway. This is a really good book. Because I been in advertising for many years, I actually used to write a lot of verse to our advertising, which included writing jingles and then going to Nashville and having them produced, because I'm not a composer. I'm basically a writer. So the whole book is in verse, in rhyme, and it's I understand from a couple of people who've already read it that the children have memorized the book because it's very easy to memorize rhymes. So that's how that came about. So we decided to just publish the book, which I did about in February, actually.
Yeah, we won't tell everyone everything about the book, but the rhymes, like you're saying, you got a mama frog laying eggs in a pond in the Amazon rainforest. This had to be fun for you to write.
It was a lot of fun to write. It came out very quick. It opens up. I'm just going to give you the first page. Early on a misty morn, just before the break of dawn, a little green tree frog lays her eggs while sitting back on powerful legs. So that's how it opens up.
I love it. Yeah, you need to get this book. I mean, this book would be great for kids, really, of all ages, I think, because there's even some cool, like, metaphors in this. And it's like you said, all that research and development, the packaging that you went through, is there some kind of, I don't know, euphoria, relief, whatever it is that, wow, you're really kind of at now the pinnacle point of all of this and just really pushing it out there.
Well, you're absolutely right. As a matter of fact, I was telling my wife the other day, I don't know what to do. It's been about 10,000 hours of research and development to get to this point, and we're going to launch this weekend. And I ran a test market and made some orders, and I noticed that it wasn't going to the bank and it wasn't going to my 3PL. The 3PL is a shipping and handling company that's going to ship it out for me. So right now, as a matter of fact, before I got on with you, I was talking to the shipping and handling company. They said, "Hey, go to Shopify and fix the problem, because I don't have time to do it. I've already tried and I can't get it done." So hopefully today we're going to push the button and go live. And I also want to point out, let's go back if we can to the book. The book is non-fictional, but it's almost like a fictional book in that Sopo the Frog obviously is a made-up character, but she is the ambassador for not only my product, which is secondary to the book, but it talks about being respectful to your parents and friends, going to school and learning, good hygiene, and also taking care of our planet. So there's a lot covered in a very few pages.
Yeah, and you can get this book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. If somebody wants to get the product, where do they go for that?
Well, just go to Shopify. It's under the brand name, the store name, SopoTheFrog.com. We'll take them to the Amazon page. There's two ways to go. They go directly to Amazon at SopoTheFrog.com, or they can go to MySopo.com, and that's the website, and from there you could click on shop. So there's two ways to get there.
Yeah, love it. So when you started out, and I mentioned this at the beginning, you've done so many interesting things in your life. I mean, Navy, piloting, ending up in advertising with some huge campaigns on the cutting edge of so many, many things. Did you ever think you'd end up here? Did you have that entrepreneurial spirit?
Oh, I always have. When I got out of the Navy, I was 25 years old. I applied to 65 airlines around the world. I couldn't get a job because the whole country was kind of in a recession. I guess the world might have been. And the airlines just weren't hiring, and my timing was off. So I got this idea for a company called The Warehouse. So I went back to school at Florida State University, and then I took a semester off to open up this warehouse, which was a bar. And we had like 1,500 people there opening night, but bottom line is it failed finally because I didn't know what I was doing. So I blew all my inheritance on that, and then after I graduated, I got into advertising.
Yeah, and what was advertising like?
Oh, well, I started out with a company called Food Fair Pantry Pride, which is bankrupt. Right after I left, they went bankrupt. I'm not saying I had anything to do with the bankruptcy, but they were, I understand, the seventh largest grocer in the United States at the time. Anyway, I got a job as assistant advertising director for Food Fair Pantry Pride, and my boss was very young, so I wasn't going to be promoted. So I once I learned my trade, and by the way, I only took two advertising courses in college, one in advertising, one marketing. My background was really chemistry. But when I got to advertising, I realized this is easy, this is fun, and I took to it like a duck takes to water. My boss was very good, a great mentor, but I realized that I had a lot of creativeness in me. So he started giving me more and more responsibility. Finally, he didn't do anything. I was doing everything. And I was learning layouts, copywriting, television production, radio production, point of sale. And then I started looking at advertising agents, sending out resumes, and SuperValue hired me as their advertising director. I was in one of their main divisions, and that went very, very well. I had a lot of accomplishments, and I was actually recruited by Juul out of Chicago. And they doubled my salary and promised me a car which they never delivered on. But SuperValue, to keep me, met the salary and they met everything else, but they didn't give me the proverbial car. So I went to Juul. They were sold out 2 years later to American Stores, which is Albertsons. I went on the job market and went on five interviews, four job offers. I ended up as the first director of advertising for AutoZone. So that was my last real advertising job. Well, I don't digress. Then after AutoZone, I went through a divorce, a lot happened in my life, and I got a job with the American Contract Bridge League as their public relations director. And that was very interesting because unbeknownst to me, because I don't play bridge, that Omar Sharif, Malcolm Forbes, these kind of guys were members, and they actually played tournament bridge. And I got the idea for the French-American bridge tournament. And guess who was the captain of the, you're not going to guess, I'm going to tell you, but, the French team, Omar Sharif.
Wow.
So I ended up spending 3 days with Omar Sharif, a one hell of a nice guy, let me tell you. But, you know, I was kind of his gopher, but it was really enjoyable. But also with AutoZone, I met, had lunch with, dinner with Richard Petty, the champion, you know, probably the most, won most championships in NASCAR. When I was at Food Fair, I had dinner with Fran Tarkington, the quarterback. I think, I forgot what team he was with, Minnesota? Anyway,
Minnesota, yeah.
It was very interesting, yeah. I just had an incredible life, hung out with the Kingston Trio. So it's been a lot of fun. And then I got set up with the corporate world, and 31, 33 years ago, whatever, I got into real estate. And that's been incredibly successful for me. And then 7 years ago, I got the idea for SOPO, so that's kind of taken over my life and kind of let, I didn't let my real estate go, obviously, but I stopped promoting it the way I used to. So my business dropped while I was promoting SOPO. So I put my heart, soul, and my money into SOPO. And I hope the book is successful because I have an idea to write a whole series of books about what's SOPO's adventures through life, basically. SOPO goes to school. SOPO goes to college. SOPO becomes a Navy pilot. SOPO leaves the Navy, becomes a doctor, whatever it's going to be. It's, you know, whatever I can think of. It's,
sure.
I want to just, you know, a book that children can, that will help them through life. I mean, I have lost everything 3 times in my life. I've started over 3 times with nothing. And, you know, you just can't let the bad guys get you down. Circle the wagons.
I love that. Circle the wagons. Perfect place to end this. SOPO Hatches, here's where it all begins. Pick up this book. Get this product. Go to Amazon. Eddie Goldfarb, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and have a good week.
You too.
I look forward to people buying the book and loving it.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney with an important announcement about a very serious condition.
May 24th is World Schizophrenia Day. dedicated to raising awareness of a condition affecting about 2.9 million American adults. Some symptoms of schizophrenia may include hallucinations, delusions, social withdrawal, and disorganized speech. People living with schizophrenia also may have trouble focusing or paying attention and can have difficulty with activities that are important to them. The good news is that treatment options for schizophrenia are available. It's important to talk to your healthcare provider about which treatment approach might be right for you. One way to receive schizophrenia treatment you might not know about is a long-acting injectable, or LAI. An LAI is an injection given by a healthcare provider and can last weeks or months depending on the medication chosen. To learn more about schizophrenia and an LAI treatment option for adults with schizophrenia, visit LAITreatmentOption.com. This content is sponsored by Alkermes, Inc.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Green Room, Douglas B. Sharp, his book, Dr. Hale's Home Remedy and Recipe Book. He's joining us here again on Author's Corner with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight. We had such a great off-air conversation. It's really fascinating how this all came together. So, Doug, welcome to the program.
Hello.
How did this happen? Tell everybody what you told me. How did you decide you were going to put this book together?
Well, this book was found in a trunk of books that was taken to my grandmother's house from a lumber baron's house in Lewiston, Michigan, when she sold it in 1972. And I found it years later in her attic in this trunk. And there was a whole bunch of books dated from 1863 to about 1920. And one of them was an original edition of Longfellow's Wayside Inn. But this was a doctor's personal handwritten handbook with dates in it from 1844 to 1863. And so, after I discovered it, I was really curious about it. And it was always a plan of mine to publish this book. It gives a glimpse of Michigan history and the practice of medicine at that time.
What a treasure trove. You get finding this and seeing all these handwritten things and going all the way back to 1844 and through 1863. So tell us what we'll find in the book. What kind of things will we see in the book?
Well, what you'll find is this is his personal recipes that he used to create his pills and his remedies for the various diseases that were at the time. And, you know, there were things like diphtheria and ague and a lot of cholera and a lot of things of that sort that we have pretty much eradicated today. But there was a lot of these remedies were really quite interesting. On the very first page of, you know, of the recipes, when the recipes start, there's a code at the bottom of the page. And it sort of corresponds to A through Z. And elsewhere in the book, he uses some of those that code to have his ingredients. And like the pill that he has for ague, for example, it was had quinine 10 grains, arsenic 5 grains, and opium 15 grains. So he put arsenic and opium in code. And, you know, I found it very interesting of all these different things. So if it doesn't kill you, it'll make you feel good.
Yes, no kidding. Boy, I could have just sat there for hours with you going through this. Just incredible. And now it's available in this book, and it's just a slice of history. Imagine being a doctor during those years in Michigan, like you said. And that's not the whole story here. Who is Dr. Hale related to?
Well, it wasn't related to any of us, and we had to figure out, well, who is this person? And for years, we wondered. You know, my grandmother didn't know, and then she passed on. And then it was just a couple of years ago, I did an internet search on the names in this book just for fun, and it actually popped up a reference. It was a 1913 reference of the history of Calhoun County that mentioned the family history. And through that, I found out one ancestor, Nathaniel Wallace, was an aide to George Washington in the Revolutionary War. And the other grandfather, Benjamin Hale, he was the origin of most of the remedies in the book. And so it mentioned Benjamin and then Jerome and Lucy Hale, and then Wallace Hale, who apparently compiled the, you know, the book itself and wrote all these things down. And so... I had to, you know, and so it then mentioned Walter Hale, who was Wallace's brother, and his descendants. And I got the name of his son and grandson out of this reference. Well, I found the grandson in the 1940 reference, the census, and he had two sons, and there was one. One of those sons had a telephone number, so I called him up.
And what was that conversation like?
Well, I told him, well, was your dad this name Orville? And then he said, yes. And then your grandfather, Frederick? What about your great-grandfather, Walter? Your great-great-grandfather, Jerome? And your great-great-great-grandfather, Benjamin? He said, how do you know that? Well, I think I've got a piece of your family history here. And he said, well, I think you need to talk to my sister, Lois, who's the family historian. And it turned out she actually has another book that's quite similar to this. And the book that I have actually mentions that book. So it was quite an interesting conversation. I learned that Dr. Wallace Dale is a doctor in Ashley, Michigan, a little town up north of where I live. But and so I'm all friends on Facebook with all the Hale family. But then the question was, well, how did that end up in our hands? And then this lumber baron's house, my Uncle Elmer, my great-great Uncle Elmer, my grandmother inherited that house from him, and we use it as a vacation property. But and so the mystery was continued until I figured out that Uncle Elmer's had a farm down by Albion, which was next to the farm. farm that the Hale family had. So the theory I have is that he borrowed the book and never returned it.
I like it. Boy, so interesting to put that puzzle together. What was the toughest part about interpreting the handwriting? And you mentioned the code in the beginning, and you think about spelling. It had to have taken you some time to go through this.
Yeah, it did. And a lot of the handwriting was a little bit difficult to read. And some of the, of course, the Webster's Dictionary just was out at that time. So people didn't have that, and it was they would spell things the way that they had found it, you know. So dose was D-O-C-E, and you know there were a lot of things of that sort that I had to figure out, and some of the ingredients, I looked them all up and made sure that I had the spellings correct so that people understood. Then I would actually make a footnote of what they actually are. And, you know, a chemical formula or whatever it is. And it's, but it was a massive work to do this. And then the units of measure were different. You know, there were 12 ounces to the English, the pound, and then they had grams, scruples, and grains. And so I detailed all out how they all were different in the way that they were in the conversion of the units of measure to what we know today. Nowadays we use metric, but we had 16 ounces to the pound, and they eliminated grams and scruples, apparently.
Wow.
So they all have their own special symbols, and then they, in order to indicate how many, how much it was used in the formula, they had that all in Roman numerals. So it was a little bit pesky to figure this all out.
I bet. Yeah, to go through that all. Hey, we have just like a minute or so left. What do you hope people take away from reading Dr. Hale's Home Remedy and Recipe Book, a doctor's personal handwritten handbook written between 1844 and 1863? You can get it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. What do you hope they take away?
Well, I hope that they get a picture of what medicine was like in the time of Darwin and the time of the 1800s, because and how much things are different now. But some of those old remedies still probably are viable, although some of them I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole. Some of them are crossed off, and so I guess that one didn't work. The guy died, you know.
Yeah, exactly. How fun. Well, how fun to speak with you, and go and pick up this book and get that slice of history. Douglas Sharp, thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate you, Kate.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.